Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, here we go. Friday from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we're going to kick this off with, she is an attorney at law, she is an author, and she knows how to grade an antique. And her name is Paloma Capanna. How are you doing today?
Good, Bill. How are you?
I got my books today. I got one right here. Yeah. Got them. Wasn't expecting it. I always like surprises in the mail, Alice, especially when I can smack the microphone with them. So, a lot of things going on with this right now. We had one guy. One guy's been found not guilty, though, huh?
Yes. And as we go on the air just now, the jury case out in Michigan has come back with two not guilties and two hung juries. No conviction for any of the four defendants in the alleged plot to kidnap the governor of Michigan.
I thought they were all FBI guys. Of course, they would be not guilty. They're FBI guys.
These were the guys that the FBI entrapped.
Ah, those guys.
Into participating in the conversation.
Right.
About taking a rowboat out into the lake and, you know, blowing up a bridge to frustrate law enforcement if they responded to a 911 call. So, yes, those trials were actually on, and that news just broke that the federal jury has acquitted two and deadlocked on the other two.
Now, what will that mean for the other two where they're deadlocked on that? Does that mean they go back and have to have another trial, or what does that mean?
Well, it means that as of today, the Department of Justice is saying they're going to retry the cases, but stay tuned as to whether they actually do or don't, because what will happen is the attorneys will go back and lick their wounds and reassess the situation based on how the evidence came in for this particular trial, and they will really have to ask a critical question of, well, what was there something else we knew that didn't come in because of objections? Are there cases that would allow us to get that in the next time if we submit a memorandum of law to the court? You know, so there will have to be a fairly rigorous assessment of whether it's even worth putting two of the defendants on trial a second time. But the two men who are acquitted are all set. They're all set. I mean, I just don't see the Department of Justice taking an appeal on this matter.
So does this mean that there was no plot to abduct the governor of Michigan?
No, or does this the mean... plot originated with the FBI.
Oh, okay.
It means that the jury credited that there was a reasonable doubt that these guys, had they been left alone to sit around the campfire and talk smack, that they would ever have converted angry words and wishful thinking into action. So you can sit tonight, cook your hot dogs, make a s'mores, and say, oh, if only this governor would just fall off the edge of the earth, which, of course, we all believe is flat. And you can't be arrested for simply shooting your mouth off. Your mama can maybe wash it out with soap, but that's simply your right to say something in the abstract. Now, you go out and start stalking your state governor's house. You start getting roadmaps. You start running drills and practices. You know, that starts to get a lot closer to the line, and maybe you should pull yourself back from that. But in this case, one or more than one FBI agent got involved in the planning process. And so the defense argument was that essentially the FBI radicalized people with no criminal background and no actual intent to do anything.
Why does this sound like Randy Weaver?
You know, to me, what becomes interesting in that trial, and another case that we can talk about today if you wish, is that in this era of supposed domestic terrorism taking root among ordinary Americans right here on our soil, it gives us the opportunity to actually say how much of this is entrapment, how much of this is the FBI. So even for me, since January 6th, Defendant Thomas Caldwell has been one of my key focuses, because his scheming and plotting and planning and texting and phone calls to try to get the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys and the militia and the 3%, you know, all whipped up into his grand scheme to launch quick reaction forces across the Potomac River with heavy whips. But then he pleads in his defense, no, I'm an FBI section chief. You can't prosecute me. And I will tell you that within just the past few days, once again, you know, the FBI and the Department of Justice is saying, no, Paloma Capanna, you will not be given any information in response to your Freedom of Information request to find out the truth of Thomas Caldwell. Because we are neither going to say he is an FBI agent, nor say that he is not an FBI agent, which I find humorous, because if he's not, it is criminal to be claiming that he is. And you haven't charged him with impersonating a federal officer. So, ipso facto, I do think we have at least one defendant that they were simply going to put in through the front of the courthouse door and out the back.
Right.
So here we have our jury verdict in Michigan, and I couldn't be happier.
Now, what does that do as far as
should,
as far as the as far as their credibility? What does that do to them? And does that matter? Does it matter if their credibility is sort of shredded?
Let's drill it down. Why is the FBI starting to go to PTA meetings?
I guess they're looking for people talking, doing the thought crime
about what? Being critical, thinking, asking about sources.
Yes, yes.
Using our own deductive logic, bringing in sources of our own.
All of the above.
Yes, we've gotten into a stage in the last few years where we have pervasively on the ground among Second Amendment or right of center activists saying the FBI is among us. And the left, of course, is saying they should be there. Where for the past 50 years, the left has been screaming, the FBI is among us. And the right has been saying, well, they should be.
So
right? So it's that bind where I'm constantly trying to realign people to say the analysis here is people versus government. People versus government. It's government overreach.
Yeah, hang on for me. Paloma's new book is out. It's January 6th, 20 Things to Know. You can find it at 2ampatriot.com, I presume. I have a spare copy. So the first one that emails me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, I'm going to give it away to you. I'll mention that again next segment. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Texas Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with XS's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, XS has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with XS Sights.
What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
GCN's policy is open forum, avoiding censorship. Defense costs for words spoken outside of our control supersede the ability to deliver voices to this important talk platform. The First Amendment is the foundation of our core values. Cancel culture is silencing voices regardless of perspective. Freedom to speak is in the balance. Support the legitimacy of speech itself. Consider donating to SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We're talking to Paloma Capana, talking about the 6th of January, which we've been doing a continuing series about this, and now she's got another book out, which I haven't had a chance to read, although I do have one, and I have two. And if somebody wants to email me at bill@lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com. I will be happy to send a copy to you, first one that I get. So, as the book goes, now, one thing that I noticed in the book, one part that I read about the book was you going back and looking on the 6th of January about how many senators indicated they were going to protest the certification and how many actually protested the certification.
Yeah.
Why do you think the other senators didn't protest the certification?
Well, because the interruption occurred, for lack of a better word. The manner in which the dynamic broke, to me, has two components to it. One component is that the USDP chief made a decision when he got news of the pipe bombs at the RNC and DNC to close the Capitol. And then he didn't do so, at least not in a manner that simply neatly and organized the members of Congress, marched them back to their offices or marched them out of the building like a fire drill, like we used to do as kids in school, etc. And so you end up with a situation where the drama starts to unfold outside. Someone makes the decision not to arrest, even as people start to come through the door. Then some officers, now that we have a not guilty today, I can say some officers are actually waving people in. That is now something that the bench has found in the case of Matthew Martin.
Right.
And so the members of Congress are all disrupted. And when they reconvene, the floor sort of falls out, because in the meantime, the media is unmasked at the Capitol, practically as if they were waiting for it to happen and knew it was scheduled as an event that day. So every station is live covering the Capitol, and they simply pull out. They simply get weak knees. And sadly, the election law allows for the counting of these ballots to occur over a five-day continuous period, excepting Sunday, and there was no reason for Congress to reconvene the night of January 6th, except for this really interesting thing that they were never scheduled to be in session for 5 days. They were scheduled to break, go home to district, and not reconvene until Inauguration Day. So they simply rushed through it in the rest of the confusion, the rest of the smoke smell in the Congress, et cetera, the wrinkles women got in their skirts from hiding under chairs and so forth. They simply rushed back in when there was no requirement at law, none, to reconvene that night or to complete the count in one day, except for the fact that the official calendar of Congress only ever had this thing scheduled for 3 hours on Wednesday afternoon, which was in violation of the law.
There were a lot of... Now, see, when I hear that, I don't know that much about the way things are done in the House or in Congress at all. Is that irregular?
Yes.
To what degree?
Yes, absolutely. I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, a 9.6 or 9.7. So there's two interviews I would love to do if I ever had the chance. One is to interview President Trump. The second is to interview Senator Cruz. Because I have a few questions for Senator Cruz, but on the topic that we are on, my number one question is Ted. Ted, did you not look at the calendar ahead of January 6th? And if you did you go to the Senate Majority Leader and say, what gives? Why are we not scheduled for 5 days? Why are we only scheduled for 3 hours? Because what Cruz was doing was kind of acting like a party whip. Because he was getting his people together to make the objection. In order to make a valid objection to an electoral ballot, you must have both a representative objecting plus a senator objecting. One from each chamber. So both before and after the events of January 6th in the afternoon, the House of Representatives had six members make objections to six states. Senator Cruz objected with Representative Gosar concerning Arizona. States move alphabetically. And then his other senators fail. So we have this whole team of like 14 U.S. senators, including himself and including Senator Hawley. And Hawley is the only one who followed through on making an objection after they reconvened.
Right.
And four senators out of the remaining 12 simply flew the coop. There were 12 possibles who had said, and I've actually gone through, normally I go more to the printed word than to TV interviews because I don't like outtakes when it comes to video, so I'll sort of hit the C-SPAN and then I skip when it's like ABC news clip. But in this instance, for my book, I actually went back through news footage to make sure that I was seeing and hearing senators say on camera, yes, I'm going to object.
Right.
And they fell away. They fell away.
Was Lindsey Graham one of them? I don't remember seeing his name in the book.
He was not one of them.
Not surprising.
He was not one of them. Now, certainly a senator could have jumped in afterwards, or a senator could have doubled down and, you know, stood up and said, hey, somebody else is not objecting? Oh, gosh, don't make me stand up and do it. I'm a senior senator. I want one of my plebiscite senators to do it, right? But, well, sometimes, you know, you let the other guy get out front because you're, anyway, you know how that whole thing goes.
I don't understand politicians at all. Hang on right there because we're coming up on the next break. I don't understand them at all. I don't. So anyway, new book is January 6th, 20 Things to Know. You can find it at www.2ampatriot.com. Has a little blurb on it written by me, which is the first time I've ever been asked to write a little blurb about a book. I'm going to take a picture of that. Talking to Paloma Cabana, attorney at law. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision, welcome to the Boom Squad.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As Russia's unprovoked invasion of Ukraine continues, the United States has been clear about supplying Ukraine with strictly defensive weapons. But Florida Republican Congressman Michael Walls wants to see a shift in this policy. He's encouraging NATO to help Ukraine launch strikes on Russia's critical infrastructure like oil depots.
And if we leave all of Russian logistics unfettered, then they would be able to continue to push and push and push more men and material.
The trial of four men charged with plotting to kidnap and kill Michigan's governor is ending in not guilty verdicts and a mistrial. The jury found two men not guilty and could not reach a verdict with two others, resulting in a mistrial. The four men who claimed an FBI informant set them up faced life in prison sentences if found guilty. USA Radio News. Microsoft is continuing to block Russian hackers.
Microsoft says it blocked Russian cyber attacks aimed at Ukraine. The tech company believes a hijacking group connected to Russia's military intelligence service tried to establish long-term access to the target networks. Officials have been tracking the group for years and say teams have been working around the clock to protect organizations in Ukraine since the invasion. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Allergy season is in full bloom, but in a COVID world, symptoms can be similar. Today's show, medical correspondent Dr. Natalie Azar says there are still differences between the two.
Super itchy eyes, itchy nose, more consistent with allergy, and of course, the muscle aches, the fever, the loss of taste and smell is more consistent with COVID.
Right now, many tree pollens are very common, and depending on where you live, different allergens peak at different times. You're listening to USA Radio News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. We just heard the news. And so I know that I had left this behind. Did we lose Paloma?
No, I'm here.
Okay. So I know we had moved on from this, but I was just listening to this. And wouldn't this mean, if these guys are not guilty, that the guilty people are still out there, if they're going to continue with the story, that there was a plot to kidnap Gretchen Whitmer and do whatever they want to do to her?
No, it means that who's really guilty here is the FBI agent who was the instigator.
Okay. That's good with me. I totally get it. I do totally get it.
That's why I'm so thrilled with the outcome. I mean, here's four men who are facing life in prison if they are found guilty. So if you talk about a circumstance where a defendant might be interested in taking a plea deal as a risk containment or a risk management tool, this would certainly be one of those scenarios. But these four guys held tight to their knowledge that they were not guilty. That but for this FBI agent inserting himself clandestinely in their conversation, they would not have gone down that path. So the true perpetrator here is the FBI agent. That is the actual outcome of not guilty here, is the jury knew where to place the blame.
Okay. Well.
But the FBI agent, of course, will not be charged.
Do we know who the FBI agent is?
Several of them, yes. I don't have those names prepped for our show today, but
yeah.
Yes. I have a sort of file folder on Michigan that I keep throwing things into because it's been in parallel to my work on January 6th.
Right.
So I have been fascinated to be looking at the parallels between our January 6th world, where we have things like, you know, the FBI director goes back into Congress for a second round of testimony, and they ask him point blank, how many FBI agents were undercover on January 6th at the Capitol? I don't know. I can't answer that question. you know, seriously?
Now, so what would happen? What would happen if the state's attorney of, or the AG, or whatever they call that in Michigan, decided to try to charge these FBI agents? Or is that not even a likelihood?
I'm ready.
Is that any chance of that?
Listen,
yeah.
Probably no chance, but again, this is the 2 to 3 years where the hot topic that the progressives have been pushing is that the right is a bunch of domestic terrorists. And slowly and steadily, we are going to establish that we are not. So if the question is, Stacey, yes, the FBI agent initiated a situation where the governor was put into an unsafe position, where law enforcement resources had to be expended, taxpayer dollars had to be expended to protect her, to respond to the plot, to look at this lawsuit, to consider security measures, how much of this has now been made public, what other person out there who might be a bad guy might take advantage of this information. So, yes, it would be fascinating to see a state prosecutor go after a federal agent saying, not only did you entrap those defendants, but you put our elected state official in danger by doing so.
Right.
Because what if they had been successful?
Well, so let me ask you that question. So we have this plot.
Uh-huh.
Was there ever a chance that in order to keep this plot conspiracy entrapment thing going, that they would have actually gone and started physically doing things like trying to go catch Gretchen Whitmer and, you know, put her in a mail sack and take her out in a boat or whatever they want to do with her?
This is part of my hypothesis concerning January 6th is exactly that. That multiple components had to come together for January 6th to happen perfectly. But one of those components was the FBI and things that got out of control on the ground. To me, there's already enough evidence just in my research that that is clear. Whether it's confidential informants, people that they were whipping up, people that they couldn't call off, people they were calling on cell phones the afternoon of January 6th saying, where are you standing? Don't go in the building. You have to leave the grounds. You're not supposed to be there. We told you not to be there. And somebody like Jeremy Michael Brown is standing on the grass going, I'm just here. I'm just hanging. Meanwhile, now he's getting prosecuted in two different courtrooms. So I do think that the FBI as an agency had sufficient number, my guess is mid-level management, that didn't care for President Trump, doesn't care for us, was perfectly happy hearing things get all whipped up and thinking, ooh, this is going to be a good smudge on President Trump. But then as multiple things converged, they didn't have any way to get it back under control. So to my way of looking at the world, yes, whether it's in Michigan or in Washington, D.C. on January 6th, the FBI is, once again, as it goes through these cycles, Every 30, 40 years, we are currently in a cycle where the FBI is out of control and very sloppy and going after Americans when we are not the bad guys in this equation. We're just the paranoia du jour.
Ah. So do these guys operate autonomously? Do they run this past anybody? How high up does this go? Does the FBI, does Ray get to operate with no oversight whatsoever?
Well, the oversight is quasi through DOJ and then upwards to the president. So it's, you know, executive branch down. But it is an agency with a lot of career employees, some of whom are very fine. Absolutely. You know, there are voices, if you will, within the right politically at the moment to say, well, the FBI needs to just be cleaned out and disbanded. No, you know, to me that goes too far. It's not everyone, but culturally the agency has had its problems since inception.
Right.
And this is one of those minutes. The problem here now, I think, is not even someone like Christopher Wray. The FBI relationship with the DOJ right now is, I think, the problem. The DOJ, complete prosecutorial overreach by several different metrics. And so the DOJ is not reigning in the FBI. If anything, they're encouraging the FBI to be at its worst. As concerns January 6th. Now that is a top down. The president needs to shake things up. And I don't see that happening under this administration, but I hope that the next president who comes in is either moderate to conservative and can shake through the DOJ and get it back to being the ethical agency of professionally licensed attorneys that it needs to be. And that a number of these charges simply get withdrawn.
Hang on right there for me, if you will. We're talking to Paloma Capana, attorney at law. This is Lock and Load.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. And you made the mention that we needed to clean out the culture, but is that in like the mid-level? Is that where the culture gestates?
I think so. In this very specific instance, I think so. In the past, in terms of prior cycles that I have studied, really since I was in college and first became fascinated at the origins of the FBI and the tussles with the early socialists and questions concerning the First Amendment Free Speech Clause, I would say it was almost a president plus director. You know, two orbiting spheres. They seem to get enmeshed with each other along the way in those multiple cycles. This one does not have that feeling to it. I mean, the president was Trump, and this was an FBI that was increasingly, I see, in the sort of rank and file to mid level, just taking offense. And I can't say I completely understand the why of it, particularly because President Trump had the DOJ also focusing on some amazing trial work that the press did a backwards job of covering, and that was the prosecution of Chinese nationals coming in on student visas and infiltrating into medical research laboratories in the U.S. and literally stealing physical vials for transport back to China, hacking university research computers, transmitting information back to China, getting these student visas under false pretenses and having been part of the Chinese military and submitting the false application forms. And I've studied those cases in some detail as they were going through. That program President Biden very recently announced he was bringing to a complete halt, and those cases were simply being dropped. So I can't say that I know whether that in some way contributed. Not sure. It's the only variable under the Trump administration vis-a-vis the FBI, vis-a-vis the DOJ, that to me had enough controversy among Democrats in particular. But nonetheless, you know, I struggle with the fact that so many Americans view President Trump as such a polarizing figure. It's simply the what of it, that we've got a segment of our population that does, as opposed to being able to say, well, he talks a good game. Can you drill him down to a detail? You know, can we keep him on talking point for just a minute? On that point, though, the Washington Post scooped me, and I'm so upset because I've been saying since January 6th how much I would want to interview President Trump with some real specific questions. And a reporter named Josh Dawsey out of the Washington Post just published an interview he got to do with President Trump down at Mar-a-Lago this week. And in it, President Trump is quoted with the answer to my number one question concerning January 6th. The president says he saw events unfolding and his reaction was the mayor of D.C. and the speaker of the House, quote, I assumed they were taking care of it. That is exactly the question I was dying to ask him because the events were not happening at the White House. They were not happening at the White House. They were happening at the Capitol.
Right.
He's not in charge of the Capitol building.
Right.
So exactly why is it that the Speaker of the House is constantly saying President Trump didn't intervene? You and I, Bill, had an episode, if I dialed it back, where we had a fantastic conversation. Why didn't the Speaker of the House take to the airwaves? Why wasn't her voice part of the request for calm?
Well, you know,
because I could not agree with the president more.
Why couldn't that? I mean, quote. Why couldn't Steny Hoyer have done that? Why couldn't James Clyburn have done that? Why couldn't anybody in leadership have done that?
Chuck Schumer out of New York. Yes, absolutely.
Why couldn't any of those guys did, you know, actually executed that? And on the other hand, you know.
But it is part of why you have to logically ask yourself,
okay,
how many people were hoping that what they thought might happen at the Capitol would simply be nothing more than a smear on President Trump, not realizing people would get in or not realizing that there might be some nefarious characters in the mob? Not realizing somebody might break a window. You know, I'm not quite sure what the logic was. Were they simply in fantasy land of, oh, wouldn't it be great if people showed up after the Trump rally at the Ellipse, show up at the Capitol, and then we can just blame it all on Trump? Well, you got to be careful what you wish for. If that was the scenario that people like Speaker Nancy Pelosi were hoping would occur, you got to be careful what you wish for when you start putting that kind of a situation together.
I just got an email wanting the book.
Oh, yay. Who's our winner?
Sandy Brookwater. Sandy,
wonderful.
I will need you to send me, I will email you and get your address, and I will ship you this book.
Well, thank you, Sandy, for listening.
Absolutely.
And I'm just going to zip this in super quick. The reason I had emailed you about this week, we do have another acquittal. We should mention.
Yes, please do, because we're running out of time.
Of New Mexico.
Right.
Four charges. He went through a two-day bench trial concerning the events of January 6th. He was found not guilty on all four charges, and the judge credited him that the officers allowed him in. They were simply standing at the doors that were already open. Please note, no USDP officers testified at that trial. Oh, yeah. You know it, and I know it. So, congratulations to the defendant, Matthew Martin, who stood his ground, who went to trial, who testified on his own behalf, and the prosecution did not even put up a single officer from USDP.
Sandy wants
they
us to
they don't want cross-examination, ladies and gentlemen. They do not want cross-examination.
No, they don't. They don't want any facts to come out. Sandy wanted the book really bad because she emailed me twice.
Oh, thank you, Sandy.
So, yes, you will be getting it. I will send it to you as I got it. And, hey, look at it, read it. An empowered electorate, an informed electorate is a dangerous electorate. And that we should always be dangerous to the people that think they're in power. They're not in power. They're just holding an office until we decide to replace them. Or at least that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yes, our questions and comments help them to do a better job. So the more we know, the better they will work on our behalf. In a perfect world.
Indeed.
In a perfect world, yes. Yes.
So, is there something we're going to have to revisit sometime next week? Have we not covered enough of this territory? Will there be other things that are coming up that we need to talk about next week? Just so I know.
Yes, yes, there's a trial underway right now that we're going to want to cover next week because it is the first law enforcement officer on trial as a defendant.
Well, yes. Should we be able to cover that next Friday? Same bat time, same bat channel? Okay, well then,
put that in
your antique address or antique planner, and we will go with that from there. This book is called January 6th, 20 Things to Know. It's by Paloma Capanna, attorney at law. If you did not, if you're not the winner, which only one person is the winner at the current time, go to 2ampatriot.com. As always, Paloma, it was a pleasure.
Thank you, Bill, and thanks to all of the listeners of Lock and Load Radio, especially Sandy.
There you go.
Have a good weekend, y'all.
Coming up next hour, it's going to be Dean Weingarten. A little different thing today on a Friday. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high quality distance education using time tested materials and hands on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing.
Go to MGS.edu.
MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
For over 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.